the Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship. You probably know it as ACRE, and it's now accepting applications for the third annual curriculum program for agribusiness innovators. Here to tell us more, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And it seems like this program is really starting to gain some traction, Commissioner, and a lot of folks interested in this. Tell us about what's going on with it.
It is, and ACRE's mission is three-pronged, two of which center around entrepreneurship efforts and one around research, thus the name. Mm-hmm. And with a name that long, that's why we call it ACRE also. But what we do with this segment, the curriculum portion, is we partner with Clemson, and it is a program where they'll get some basic business planning and management instruction. You know, maybe if they did not have that formal instruction in a college arena or otherwise. So while our entrepreneurs have great ideas about a project or a process or some software, perhaps the business side of it might need a little fine-tuning before they take that next step. And sometimes it tells them not to take the next step based on what the business forecasting that they'll do in this section might tell them. So, again, we try to be pretty thorough in what we're doing. And then this goes on throughout the fall, again, working with Clemson Extension. Then toward the end of this program, they can move into the other phase, if you will, and that's the pitch part of ACRE, where if their idea, if they still have the enthusiasm, they're moving forward, and the business planning encourages them, then they can qualify for some small financial help to take them to the next level. So, again, a pretty thorough program that we do under the ACRE umbrella. And we're very proud that we are in our third year. And you're right, we've had some great success stories and really look forward to more of them this year.
This curriculum program would be sort of akin to continuing education, you could say, for farmers and agribusiness entrepreneurs.
You know, it is. I've always said that successful farming is a dairy farmer is going to use a three stool, like a milk stool.
Right.
And that is the specifics of your enterprise, be it bringing something out of the soil or livestock, the technical knowledge that you need, then the marketing side that we've tried to do with our certified SC grown. But now the business side, I think, is that third leg of the stool that you just need to think out ahead of time before it's, a real sizable investment that someone lays out there. And they need to have the confidence. We try to give these entrepreneurs and business folks the confidence to move forward to the next level.
If folks want more information about ACRE's curriculum program and get signed up for it, how should they go about getting that, Commissioner?
Well, we do have that website, and it's ACRE, ACRE-SC.com. And I'm sure you can link to it through the department website of agriculture.sc.gov. But anyway, directly it is acre-sc.com, or they can call and get in touch with Kyle Player. She's been our director for a couple of years now. Their department, her phone number is 803-734-2324, and her email address is kplayer@scda.sc.gov. Kyle has a lot of enthusiasm for the folks she works with. It's just very, very encouraging because it is so much future-focused, and that's what I think we need a little more of in agriculture.
Certainly enjoyed speaking with her, and I know her enthusiasm for not only, as you said, the folks there in the program, but the program itself and the future of agriculture in South Carolina. Commissioner, is there anything that you'd like to add?
The deadline is September 28th, so we don't want to forget that. So folks listening, if they're going to make an application or if they know someone who would be a good fit for the program, got a couple of weeks from today.
All that information is posted on our website as well. That's sfntoday.com. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.